Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to the Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. We would love to have you join us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. We worship at 9284 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California. If you can't join us on Sunday mornings, you could always join our live stream. You can worship with us, you can chat, you can write your prayer concerns. Our live stream is found at our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com. Click on the live stream. You can always be blessed as you worship with us. If you miss those two opportunities, you can always go to our YouTube channel and click on the Seed Christian Fellowship and watch any of our services, our complete worship services, or our children's messages, or our weekly messages. Our prayer is that you'll come to know the love of God, grow in the grace of Jesus Christ, go in the power of the Holy Spirit, to sow seeds of faith. We've been doing a series here called WWJS, What Would Jesus Say? And this is a message I've titled, Do You Hear What I Hear? Follow Me. You hear what I hear. This has been our series, and we've looked at some of the most powerful and challenging statements of Jesus. Today, we will focus on three verses in chapter 10 of the Gospel of John. But before we look at those verses, let me set them in the context of John's writing. Just a chapter earlier, chapter 9, Jesus heals a man who was born blind. What a wonderful story. I'd encourage you to go read it. Jesus performs a miracle and gives sight to a man born blind. Don't you wish we were there to see that? In the chapter after today's study, chapter 11, Jesus raises one of his best friends, Lazarus, from the dead. Remember Mary and Martha? Lazarus is their brother. Remember Martha was upset that Mary wasn't helping much with the party for Jesus? Instead, she sat at his feet and listened while he taught. In chapter 11, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days, and Jesus weeps, John 11:35. Lazarus, come out, verse 43. Another powerful miracle. The dead are raised, the blind are given sight. And here in chapter 10, sandwiched between giving sight to the blind and raising the dead, we find another Jesus follow me statement. Before we turn to God's word that gives sight to the blind and raises the dead, we come to the throne of grace. Let us pray. Lord God of all creation, we come today to give thanks for your grace that is sufficient. Your love is from everlasting and everlasting. We stand in your forgiveness and seek to obey two small words, follow me. Give us the courage, the strength, and the wisdom we will need as we listen to your voice and follow you. Amen. Grab your Bible. We're in John chapter 10. It's a long reading. It's very important that we read the whole thing, John 10:1-42. Jesus says, I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand that he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord, and I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. At these words, the Jews were again divided. Many of them said, "Whoa, he's demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him?" But others said, "These are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" Then came the feast of the dedication at Jerusalem, and it was winter, and Jesus was in the temple, walking in the Solomon's colonnade. And the Jews gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Ooh, there it is. John 10:27. "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Again, the Jews picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus said to them, "I have shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these do you want to stone me?" "We are not stoning you for any of these," replied the Jews, "but for blasphemy, because you are a mere man and you claim to be God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I have said you are gods'? And if he called them gods to whom the word of God came and the scriptures cannot be broken, what about the one whom the Father set apart as his very own and sent him into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy because I said I am God's son? Do not believe me unless I do what my Father does. But if I do it, even though you do not believe me, believe the miracles, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Again, they tried to seize him, but he escaped their grasp. Then Jesus went back across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing in the early days. Here he stayed, and many people came to him. They said, "Though John never performed a miraculous sign, all that John said about this man was true." And in that place, many believed in Jesus. There was a hardened unbeliever, and he went to see, but not to hear, George Whitefield. This was back in the days when Whitefield preached outdoors. Whitefield was an itinerant British preacher who was part of the Great Awakening here in America in the 1740s. Whitefield preached 18,000 times to over 10 million listeners. In order for this man to have a good vantage point to see, Whitefield climbed a nearby tree, putting his fingers, this man who went to hear him, he climbed this tree and he put his fingers in both ears. He began to watch the mighty preacher. A persistent fly landed on his nose. He shook his head, but the fly wouldn't move. Just as he removed a hand from his ears to flick the fly away, Whitefield quoted this verse, "He that has an ear to hear, let him hear," Matthew 11:15. Whitefield then spoke of the willful refusal of many to hear the Spirit's voice. The unbeliever was so impressed by what had happened that he opened not only his ears to the gospel, but also his heart that day. Today's message is about listening. If you're taking notes, it has 3 points. Hopefully, we're going to get all 3 points done. Listening means that we know and we are known. Listening means that we know and are known. Listening means that we are called to follow. Listening means that we have life and life eternal. Before we go to the points, I would be remiss not to reflect briefly on the points of the story. Jesus has brought us from the blindness life. Jesus proclaims that he is the good shepherd and that he lays down his life for the sheep. Chapter 10 has two of the great I am statements found in the Gospel of John. Jesus says, I am the gate. Not once, but twice. Jesus also says, I am the good shepherd. Where do you find yourself in chapter 10? There are shepherds, the good shepherd, the hired hands, there are sheep, there are wolves, there's thieves, there's robbers, there are Pharisees, there's other Jewish people gathered around to see the miracle worker. There are those who listen and those who don't listen. There are those who believe and those who don't believe. There are those who question Jesus and those who rest their total security on being saved and redeemed by the good shepherd. Where are you? That's a good so what question. Where are you? Where are you in this journey of chapter 10 of the Gospel of John? Maybe that's our so what question for today. How well do I, as a sheep of the good shepherd, listen? Let's find out. Listening means we are known and we know. When our granddaughter was 4 years old, I had the opportunity to drive her to preschool. One day she packed her backpack full of coloring books, clothes, and a few toys, even though she was only staying just a few hours. As we were driving down the street, I heard her get out her play phone, and she said, hello. I responded to her and said, hello. She proceeded to tell me that she wasn't talking to me. She was talking to the principal. I said, oh, you must be talking to Mrs. Provencher. Our little granddaughter said, no, I am not talking to Mrs. Provencher. I am talking with the other one. Mrs. Provencher has three jobs, I said. Mrs. Provencher has three jobs? What are her three jobs? Our granddaughter didn't miss a beat. She opens the gate, she closes the gate, and she's the principal. Well, at the preschool, the principal stands at the gate and opens the gate when school begins. As she stands holding the gate, she greets all the children by name, about 300 of them. She not only greets the children by name, she greets the parents and the grandparents by name. At the end of the school day, the gate is opened again, and the parents return to pick up their child. I love to look at life through the eyes of a child. The principal has three jobs. He opens the gate, he closes the gate, and she's the principal. As I thought about this, the Holy Spirit impressed upon my heart the power of this illustration. My wife and I have just spent the past 12 days driving to and from Texas to visit our son and family. I've been getting ready for today's message, studying the story of the Gospel of John with the Good Shepherd who proclaims, I am the gate. I've been memorizing John 10:9. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. Don't you see it? Don't you understand it? Jesus opens the gate. Jesus closes the gate. And Jesus is the principal. You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by The Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. We would love to pray for you. You can go to our website and click on the icon for prayer, and our prayer team would gladly pray for you. If you want a response, you can mark it on that website, or you can email me at Pastor Dave at the Seed Christian Fellowship. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. He says, I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Please don't miss the personal note here. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, knows you, and you know him. We are also told, the sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. There's the two words. We've been doing this series, WWJS, What Would Jesus Say? And he says, follow me. And here in John 10, he says, the sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. Listen to the words used five times in this chapter. That word listen is used five times. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out, John 10:3. John 10:8, all whoever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them, John 10:8. John 10:16, I have other sheep that are not of the sheep pen. I must bring them in. They too will listen to my voice, and they shall be one flock and one shepherd, John 10:16. John 10:20, many of them said, he is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him? John 10:27, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. John 10:27, let me say it again. Let me say it slowly. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. The question that comes to me, how well do I listen? How well do you listen? When do I listen? When do you listen? Who do I listen to? Why do I listen? What do I listen to? When do I stop listening? Put yourself in that story. Who do you listen to? Why do you listen? What do you do when you listen? When do you stop listening? Listen. The sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. We are the sheep, and we are continually asked to listen. And as we listen, we receive the security and the promise that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, will continually know us and never forget us. We are known continually by Jesus, and we will know continually that we belong to our Good Shepherd. We will never be forgotten. We are protected from thieves and robbers. Point one, if we are good sheep, we will listen to the Good Shepherd, and we will know and be known by him. Think of those 100 sheep in the sheep pen with Jesus. Jesus knows each of us by name. We know him. He knows us. He even knows when one of us is out late or lost. We are known by Christ. As we continue to look into verse 27, we read that those who listen follow. We have spent the last 7 weeks looking at the concept and principle of following. Follow means to come behind, to come after, to accompany, to obey, or to become a disciple. The Greek word for follow that John uses is the continuous verb, which I've mentioned about every week to you. The action of following does not stop. We are called to listen continually, and we are called to follow continually, no matter the weather conditions, no matter our feelings, no matter our circumstances, no matter our neighbors or coworkers, our bosses, no matter what our family is doing or our finances, or anything else, we are called over and over again to listen continually and to follow continually the Good Shepherd. That's the second point. Not just once, not twice. We are called over and over again to listen and follow our Good Shepherd. An extraordinary anecdote comes to us from the annals of ancient Mid-Eastern history. As the story goes, Cyrus, the great conqueror of the then known world, including Babylon, had a general under his authority whose wife was suspected of treason. He was tried before the great and austere tribunal, found guilty, and sentenced to death. After the sentence was pronounced, the woman's husband, a general, made his way to Cyrus's throne and requested, quote, King Cyrus, please let me take her place, unquote. Cyrus, in awe of what was transpiring before him, said to the court, quote, can we terminate a love as great as this, unquote? He then paroled the woman to her husband. As the couple left the court, the general said to his wife, quote, did you see the benevolent look in Cyrus's eyes as he pardoned you, unquote? And the wife responded, quote, no, I only had eyes for the one who loved me enough that he was willing to die for me. Think about that. The one who loved you enough is willing to die for you. How I wish I had eyes alone for the one who calls me to follow. How I wish you had eyes alone. Keep your eyes on the one who says, follow. Listening means we are called to follow. And this passage just says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. No one. No one can snatch them out of my hand or my Father who has given them to me. My Father is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Listen to the promise here as proclaimed by the Good Shepherd. When we listen, we will follow. We are given eternal life. I love how Eugene Peterson in the Message puts it. I'm going to read the Message Bible here to you for just a minute in John 10, verse 27 through 30. This is how Peterson puts it. My sheep recognize my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them real and eternal life. They are protected from the destroyer for good. No one can steal them from are out of my hand. The Father who put them under my care is so much greater than the destroyer and the thief. No one could ever get them away from me. I and the Father are one heart and one mind. When we listen, when we follow, we are given real life. We are given eternal life, where the thief, the destroyer, can never steal us out of Jesus' hands. We are not only in Jesus' hands, we are in God's hands because Jesus and God are one. These verses should give you Well, I would call them the Holy Ghost bumps. That's what I have right now. You should be forever able to sleep at night knowing that no one and nothing or no person can ever separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. This is a great theological doctrine of grace taught about the perseverance of the saints. J.C. Ryle was a pastor and theologian in the late 1800s in England, and he wrote in one of his writings, quote, "I marvel above all things how any can deny the doctrine that Christ's people persevere until the end and can fancy that he who loved them so as to die for them upon the cross will ever let them be cast away. I cannot think so. I do not believe the Lord Jesus will ever lose one of his flocks. He will not let Satan pluck away from him so much as one sick lamb. He will not allow one bone of his mystical body to be broken. He will not suffer one jewel to fall from his crown. He and his bride have been once joined in the everlasting covenant that they shall never, never be put asunder. The trophies won by earthly conquerors have but wrestled from them and carried off, but this shall never be said of the trophies of him, he who triumphed for us on the cross. My sheep, he says, shall never perish. I take my stand on that text. I know not how it can be evaded. If words have any meanings, the perseverance of Christ's people is there. Listening to Jesus, our good shepherd, means we have eternal life. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you're struggling with. I don't know if you're afraid of death. I don't know if you're facing death. But today's the day that you can say, Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and I want to have eternal life. He's my good shepherd. When we come to the end of our series here, for 7 weeks, we've studied two simple words, follow me. In Mark 1:17 was our first passage. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. The next week, we looked at Luke 14:27. If anyone who does not carry his own cross and follow me cannot be my disciples. And the next week, we looked at Mark 8:34. If anyone should come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. The next week, we looked at Mark 10:21. Jesus looked at him and loved him, and one thing you lack, he said, go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you'll have treasures in heaven, and come follow me. And we looked at the costly call of discipleship. And then last week, if you were listening, we looked at John 8:12. Jesus says, I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. One of my favorite passages. When we're following Jesus, we're walking in the light. One final thought. As we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd, let us practice what is called active listening. In active listening, the sheep repeat out loud what it is they think they are hearing from the Good Shepherd. Jesus, I am listening. I hear you ask me to follow you today. I'm listening. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to come behind you. I'm going to come after you to accompany you, to obey you, and to become a disciple with you. That's a powerful thought. Let us not be like the man who climbed a tree and plugged his ears. May our ears be open every day so that we're able to hear those two small, wonderful, and powerful words of life. Follow me. May we know that our Good Shepherd stands at the gate. He opens the gate and closes the gate. Our Good Shepherd knows our name. Are you listening? Oh, that we only had eyes and ears for the one who died for us so that we may have eternal life. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we give thanks that you call us to follow you. And when we follow you, you offer us eternal life. When we follow you, we walk in the light of the world and never walk in darkness. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to know that God loves you, and so do I. Have a blessed week. See you next week.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com. Or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.